The Senate is in session. Would the members in the chamber and the guests in our side and upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the fifth chapter of Jeremiah, we read, O Lord, do your eyes not look for truth? O Lord our God, as we read and hear of the bills presented before us and write our legislation, give us eyes to see the truth that you seek for us, to be about and to acknowledge and to be with wisdom to make sure we each follow your path that assists those who we are here to help. May our efforts have your blessings and our lives witness to your goodness. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, here. Brown, here. Burleson, Searpoy, here. Crawford, here. Cunningham, here. Pearls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, here. Hoskins, Huff, here. Koenig, here. Libela, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 20th.
We do. We have a quorum.
A quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, will you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 40th day, Tuesday, March 26, 2019. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. All those in favor, please say aye.
That's a debatable motion.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Joshua Kingham from Evangel University has been granted permission to take video in the chamber today.
Thank you, Senator. It will be noted. Introduction of guests. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. This morning, I have the privilege of introducing a very special guest to your left and my right. Is a friend of mine, Barry Orschelin from Columbia. Barry is here as a nominee for the Conservation Commission. Many of you know him from Orschelin Industries and Orschelin Farm and Home that his family started many, many years ago. He is a tremendous asset to our state and to our community, and I ask the body to make him feel welcome today.
Will the Senate please make the guest from the Senator from his district welcome? Senator from Webster.
Mr. President, I have the privilege of having two groups of very special guests this morning.
Please proceed, Senator.
Okay. First, I have a Dr. Scott Rehm. He's been appointed a nominee for the State Board of Ophthalmology, and he's up here for his hearing here in a little bit as soon as we dismiss. Great person. He's from West Plains, Missouri, and would like for the body to feel welcome.
Please make the Senator from Webster guest feel welcome today. And Senator from Webster.
And thank you once again, Mr. President. I have some friends of yours over on your right, your left and my right, some of the family that you're familiar with and that you know. And I would like to introduce Dr. Mary Shedd. Mary is up for confirmation or for the hearing on, she's volunteered her services for the state board of K through 12, and she's a great lady. With her, she's accompanied by Judge and Jeannie Hess, Melanie Myers, who's Mary's sister, Judge William T. Hess, Harry and Sandy Scrogg, and Jeff Scrogg. And if we'd like the body to make them feel welcome, but it also would announce that Mary and Jeff are going to get married this Saturday. So it's kind of a big day for them. So if we could give them a kind of a welcoming ceremony, applause, I would appreciate the body doing that.
Well, congratulations to both of you and welcome to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and your left, I have three special friends here with us today, Lindsay Schreiner and Jean Schreiner and their daughter, Bailey. Bailey is a tuberous sclerosis warrior, and they are from Kansas City. Please help me welcome them to the Senate today. Thank you.
Please make these guests feel welcome. Welcome to the Senate. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two sets of special guests.
Please proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, to your right and my left, if you will all please stand, I have Leadership Bolivar with me today, and they are Mila Cherney-Oglow, Malcolm Green, Billy Hunt, Kim Segee, Aaron Sloan, Jacob Wilson, and also they're joined by Chris McClay. So they're here. And then to your left and my right, we have Abby and Aaron Strickland from Lebanon, Missouri, and also they're joined by Caleb Ball, who's working in my office a couple of days this week. If they'll please stand as well, and please make them all feel welcome.
If the Senate would make the guests from the Senator from Dallas districts feel welcome today. Welcome to the Senate, folks. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce some very special young people.
Proceed, Senator.
To my right, and right beside me here is Bryson Carter. He's age 13. He's an eighth grader in St. Louis, and he loves school. He's a straight-A student. And then sitting down on the bench is his sister, Brees Carter. She's 9 and in third grade. She's also a straight-A student. They are missing school, but they love their break to be with their grandma, Jan Carter, and our Senate doorman, Mr. Al Carter. So if you would, they're already being our pages, but if we'd recognize them as pages for the day, I'd appreciate it. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Senator. Would the Senate make the guests from the Senator from Coles District feel welcome today? The Senator from Cole, you can continue introducing your guests.
Thank you. On my right to your left, we have Coraline Durham. Young lady over there in the pink, and she's with her dad, Jake Durham, and I'm sure everybody knows Jake's mom and Coraline's grandma, Jennifer Durham, so if you'd make them feel welcome, I'd appreciate it.
Would the Senate make these guests feel welcome? Welcome to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Shelby.
President, thank you. I had some special guests to introduce, which now I cannot find, so I don't know if they've disappeared, but Senator Munslinger is here today with us, along with his wife, his son-in-law, and his daughter, and their new little baby boy, Raylan. So if you would just welcome them, I know they'll show up in here eventually.
I think they're on our left and your right, Senator. Welcome back to the Senate, Senator. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some guests here today on your right and my left. If you would join me in welcoming to the chamber Cliff Holekamp, who we will be introducing today in gubernatorial appointments for the Missouri Development Finance Board, along with his wife, Megan, and their daughters, Virginia and Millie. If you would please join me in welcoming this wonderful family to our Senate chamber.
Welcome to the Missouri Senate, folks. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Introduction of special guests. It's my honor to introduce four very special friends of mine from the American Legion. We have Kenneth Goff, the National Executive Committeeman, Haley Williams, the Senior Vice Commander, Kerry Boardman, Department Commander, Lowry Finley Jackson, the Department Adjutant on my right and your left, and we welcome to the Senate.
Could we please welcome the guests from the Senator from Cape Girardeau? Welcome to the Senate, folks. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Motion to present them, if you'll permit us to approach the dais.
Please proceed, Senator.
It's my honor to present this resolution for the 100th anniversary of the American Legion, which was chartered by the United States Congress in 1919 as a patriotic veterans organization. So please, again, welcome them for their 100th anniversary.
Introduction of guests. Senator from the 9th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would love to introduce some very special guests in the Capitol today.
Please proceed, Senator.
Thank you. Mr. President, I have many guests in the Capitol today, one of which happens to be the lovely ladies of Links Incorporated of Kansas City, a service organization of business and professional women. I'd like to give a special welcome to Ms. Pat Jones, Dr. Gail Holliday, Dr. Marge Williams, and Ms. Lorene James, and the rest of the lovely ladies of the Links. But in addition, Mr. President, I have some other guests down here on the floor. I have first my predecessor, my mentor, and part of my village was Senator Yvonne Wilson, the former senator of the 9th District, who I will say, Mr. President, last weekend, you should never tell a woman's age, but she celebrated her 90th birthday. She's 90 years young, and Mr. President, 40-something years from now, I would love to grow up and be just like her. Secondly, I have, Mr. President, my best friends. This is why I will tell you if there are any bones are buried, they know where my bones are buried. My best friend from high school, Dr. Marion Pearson, her husband, my brother from another mother. This is also a part of my village and all of my years of serving here, 13 years in the Capitol. They were the second set of parents for my children, and I am eternally grateful to them. So with that, Mr. President, I would love for the body to make all of my special guests feel welcome.
Would the Senate please welcome the guests from the Senator from the 9th District? The junior senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to introduce on my right and your left, Mr. Tom Kuypers from St. Charles City. He's here for his confirmation hearing on the Missouri Advisory Council on Historic Preservation. The Main Street Project in many areas of St. Charles City are incredibly important to our heritage and really show some of the history of the state of Missouri. And so I think he's going to be a fantastic addition to that board, and I would ask the body to help make him feel welcome.
Would the body please make the guests from the Senator from St. Charles feel very welcome to the Senate? Introduction of guests. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, could I inquire of Senator from Cole?
Does the senator from Cole yield to an inquiry from Senator Franklin?
I guess so.
Yes, he does. Proceed.
Senator, you introduced the pages for the day.
Yes.
Are they constituents of yours?
No, they actually live in St. Louis.
They live in St. Louis.
Their grandfather and grandmother are my constituents.
And does one of them happens to be the doorman?
Yes, he does.
And typically the compensation for pages is done in what fashion?
I think the president pro tem does it.
Oh no. I think that the compensation for pages, I'm not sure exactly what the monetary number is, and I'm not sure if the grandfather is listening right now, but I would think it would be required that the compensation for these pages come directly from their grandfather.
Maybe we can do something with his salary and garnish his wages.
I think if they don't get compensated accordingly, we will have to have an adjustment to his salary. So right. I appreciate it. Thank you. We're going to make sure that you get compensated for your work today.
All right.
So thank you.
It will be noted that Mr. Al Carter will be compensating our page for the day. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if the message is from the governor? I would ask that the reading be waived, and if so, they be printed in the journal.
Senator, there are messages from the governor. The reading shall be waived, and they will be printed in the journal. Senator from Franklin, are you seeking recognition?
Yes, Mr. President, I am.
For what reason do you rise, Senator?
I would like for you to please refer the gubernatorial appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
Those appointments will be so referred, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator from Boone.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body is announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
So those contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.